Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bobblewood Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages on the topic of fathers. So get close to your radio and have your Bibles ready to turn to Psalm 128 as we take a look in the book.
Somebody is in need of a church home. We pray that they would join right here at Bible Way. So Holy Spirit, have your way. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on and put your hands together. God is such a good God. If you don't know Him as being a good God, the scripture says, oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. For those of you who have your Bibles, open with me to Psalms 128. Psalms 128. The 128 Psalms. Are y'all with me this morning, Bible Way? I'm so thankful this morning to see all of these men serving the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. A day on and not a day off for our fathers. Thank all these men for giving the women's a break and letting the women's sit down. Amen. While they stands up. Amen. All right. All right. Psalms 128. We'll preach that whole psalm, but let me just read verse number 1, and that'll be enough to get us started. The scripture says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. It says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walk it in His ways. I want to talk about the blessings of a God-fearing man. The blessing of a God-fearing man. High five somebody and tell them, Pastor, go and talk about the blessings of a God-fearing man. Amen. The blessings of a God-fearing man. Y'all gonna go with me today? Y'all gonna go with me? I'm gonna have to go by myself. The blessings of a God-fearing man. Somebody asked an old man once, what's the secret to having a long, happy life? An old man said without hesitation, he says, I have lived an outdoor life. Said, you have lived an outdoor life. What do you mean you live an outdoor life? He said, well, every time I get in an argument with my wife or really anyone, I just go outdoors. He said he lived an outdoor life. I don't think that is really the secret to living a long, happy life. Because what that tells me is if every time you have a problem, you run from your problem, then you're just running from your problem. Running from your problem, you're not going to have a long, happy life just running from your problem. But I think Psalms 128 is a Psalms that's going to help us understand how we can have a long, happy life. Are y'all going to pray with me today? Because in this Psalms, it says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Let's look at that first word, blessed. That first word, blessed, means happiness. Now, take out the word blessed and put happiness where you see blessed. Happiness is everyone that feareth the Lord. Do you see? If you want to have a happy life, then you need to fear the Lord. If you want to have a happy life, then you need to be a God-fearing man or a God-fearing woman. Because the scripture says happy or happiness is everyone. Regardless who you are, regardless how big you are or race you are, everyone that fears the Lord, this happened to them, they are blessed. They are happy. Happiness comes to everybody that fears the Lord. If you ain't happy but you fear the Lord, keep living. It's coming. It's coming your way. Blessed is everyone, or happy is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Now, what are we talking about when we say the fear of the Lord? Because that's the condition, isn't it? You got to fear the Lord. Now, it all depends on who you ask today when you ask them. What are we talking about when we say fear the Lord? Because if you ask a lot of the popular preachers today, what is the fear of the Lord? They say, well, that just basically means to reverence God. That basically means to honor God. Yeah, but that's only one side of the story. Every nickel have a head and a tail. I don't want no nickel if you're just going to give me the head. The nickel that you're going to give me, I want the head and the tail. I want both sides, in other words. Hello, somebody. Amen. Because a nickel just only have a head on it, that ain't no spin. In other words, it ain't no work. And so if you just see the fear of God is just honoring God and reverence God, then that's not going to work out in your life, because that's not the fear of God. Oh, see, I can fear, have that kind of respect and reverence for a man. I can have that kind of reverence and respect for a woman. But it's talking about something a little bit more here when it says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord. It means more than just reverence God and honoring God. It also means, can I tell you the other side? It also means to be frightened of God. When you study this word, this word also means to be in awe of God, to be trembling when you come before God. It means, and I like this word, to be cautious about God. Now, that's making a lot of sense. In other words, before I do anything, I better consider God. I better be cautious. Before I just up and say anything. You know, a lot of times what comes up comes out. Hey, when you got the fear of God, what comes up, you consider God before it comes out. Before I decide how I'm going to treat you or say something ugly about you, I'm going to fear God. Why? Because I know I got the answer to God one day. That's the fear of God. That's what we're talking about when we say the fear of God. It says, hey, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord. Now, it just didn't say God, did it? It says feareth the Lord. And it didn't just say capital L and then lowercase O-R-D. It says capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Is that in your Bible? And in other words, blessed is everyone that feareth, here it is, God's personal name, Jehovah. Blessed is everyone that feareth Jehovah. See, how many of you know that God is just not an abstract being out there? But God is a personal God. And you got to have a personal relationship with this God. And that's what it's talking about. Blessed is everyone that entered into a personal relationship with this God. And you fear this God. You have respect for this God. You honor this God. You are cautious about this God. Yeah, yeah. Blessed is everyone that feareth Jehovah, the God that entered into covenant with his people. Yeah, and God, he entered into a covenant with man. He entered into a covenant even with Israel. And Moses, before he died, he began to give out the covenant. And when you read some of the covenant over in Deuteronomy 28, read it when you get home, you will see that God said that he would bless the people if they kept his covenant. But he also said he will curse the people if they disobeyed his covenant. And when you read Deuteronomy 28, you'll read the first 14 verses talks about how God says, I'll bless you if you keep my covenant, if you obey my covenant, if you honor my covenant. God says, I'll bless you 14 times. He says, I'll bless you. But then God also said, turn right around and says, I'll curse you if you disobey my covenant or break my covenant. And matter of fact, when you read Deuteronomy 28, you'll see he said that 54 times. He says, I bless you 14 times, but he says, I want you to be very cautious because 54 times, if you disobey me, I will curse you. He said, if you obey me, I'll bless you in your house. I'll bless you in the field. I'll bless you in the city. But then he turned right around and said, if you disobey me, I'll curse you in the house. I'll curse you in the field. I'll curse you in the city. And he goes on and on and on and on and on. He says, all because you didn't keep my covenant. Listen, listen, listen. How do you know a God-fearing man? Are you with me, Bible way? How do you know a God-fearing person? A God-fearing person, they obey the Lord, they honor the Lord, and they serve the Lord. Listen, listen, listen. Don't just let somebody tell you they're a God-fearing person. If they're a God-fearing person, then they're going to be going by this book. Hello, somebody. Yeah, a God-fearing person live by the book. He go by the book. He honor God, and one of the ways you honor God is by living by the book. But if you don't know the book, then you can't obey the book. So you got to start by doing like you're doing this morning, coming to church where you can know what the Bible say. Amen, amen, amen. And a person that feareth the Lord, God blesses him real good. As a matter of fact, there's five blessings that are in this text. Can I give them to you this morning? Amen. If time permit me, we can get all five. If everybody say amen, it shouldn't take long. Amen. Amen. Number one. God blesses a God-fearing man through his work. God blesses a God-fearing man through his work. Look at the text, verse number 2. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hand. Happy, somebody say happy. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. God blesses, listen to me good. God blesses a God-fearing man through his work. See, God just not going to just throw blessings down from heaven. I know you be looking for blessings, go out in the morning time, look for blessings falling off trees. No, no, God is going to bless you through a channel. He's going to send your blessing through something or somebody. God, one of the first ways that God blesses his a man that fears him is through his work. In other words, when you fear God, God will give you a job. Did you hear what I said? God will give you a job. Listen, listen, listen. When you fear God, you don't have to worry about living off welfare. Listen, listen, listen. I'm not saying hard times won't come. I'm not saying you won't fall on hard times. I'm not saying you may not, have to get some food stamps every now and then. But you won't have to stay on food stamps. You won't have to stay on welfare. Why? Because God's going to bless you with a good job. You'll be able to buy your own food. Hello, somebody. Oh, yes, he will. 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 But when you don't fear God, then you won't be able to eat the labors of thine hand. You have to depend on welfare. And notice now, God not only blesses you with a good job, but he'll make sure that it go well with you. Did you see the text? See, it's one thing to have a good job, but is everything going well at the house? He says, I'll make sure that it go well. Hello, somebody. It'll go well with you. Because sometimes things don't go well, which I was looking at some of the scriptures. And some of the scriptures were saying how when a person tries to live a life independently of God, even though they got a job, things won't go well with them. When you get home, read Hosea 4 and 10. Hosea 4 and 10 said, for they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase. Why? Because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. They ain't going by the book. Even though they got a good job, they can't enjoy their food and stuff, all because they ain't living by the book. The prophet Michael had this to say in Micah 6:14, thou shalt eat and not be satisfied. Why? They ain't going by the book. But look what Haggai 1 and 6 says. Ye have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe, but there is no warmth. And he that earned wages to put it into a bag with holes in it. In other words, you got a good job, but ain't nothing working out for you. You go plant a garden, you plant a lot of seeds, but you only get a little crop coming back. You even got some clothes, but your clothes don't even keep you warm. You even got money, but it looked like your money is just putting it in a pocket with a hole in it. Why is that? Because you're not living by the book. Matter of fact, that was his counsel over here to Psalms 127. This man tried to be his own architect. He tried to be his own builder. And so the Lord counseled him, said, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, that watchman wake it, but in vain. In other words, you can have a job, but things don't work out all because you're trying to make it without God. In other words, it ain't going well with you. But when you put God first, and God is the architect of your life, God is the master builder of your life. Oh, you'll be able to get some food and enjoy your food. You'll be able to put on some clothes and enjoy your clothes. You'll be able to stay in your house and enjoy your house, all because you feared God and kept his commandment. Oh, yes, yes. That's the first blessing. God blesses a God-fearing man through his work. But number two, God blesses a God-fearing man through his wife. that y'all hear me as I'm in anybody's neighborhood. God blesses a God-fearing man. God is going to work through his wife. Look right here in verse number 3. I'm coming out the Bible. It says, thy wife shall be a fruitful vine by the side of thine house. Notice it said, thy wife shall be a fruitful vine. Notice productivity and prosperity right there on the side of your house. Look at that. Look at that. The wife shall be a fruitful vine. Notice he compares the wife to a vineyard and a vine. See, back in Bible days, one of the things that you wanted was your own vineyard. Why is that? Because they had bad water there in Israel. The water didn't taste good. It was worse than Texas water. It didn't taste that good. Amen. I see why people, when I came to Texas, everybody was having bottled water. And we didn't have no bottled water in no Mississippi. Hello, somebody. We had our own well. We had well water and stuff there in Mississippi. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. But when you ain't got no good water, you got to go buy some water, bottled water. In Israel, they didn't have no good water. But what they hoped to have was a vineyard. They used the grapes from the vineyard, and they would have grape juice. And they would drink grape juice just like they was drinking their water. So that was the substitute for the water. Or either you could make some wine, and they drank a wine just like it was water. But you know you was blessed when you had your own vineyard, rather than having to go and borrow somebody else's grapes and depend on somebody else. When you got your own, you don't have to go beg and borrow. And notice now, he says that a wife is just like a vineyard. Oh, you got something. You don't have to go beg and borrow when you got a wife. Look. A wife, he says, is just like a vine. You know, and a vine does three things. A vine, number one, climbs. Yeah, you can plant a seed there. And it won't be long before it started budding. It won't be long before it start blossoming. It won't be long before it start climbing. It won't be long before you see it climbing up some. And when it hits something, it don't just fall down. It'll take a stumbling block and make it into a stepping stone. It keeps climbing and keeps climbing until it comes to the top of the wall and even climb over the wall. It climbs. That's the thing about a good woman. A good woman don't just stay where you found her. A good woman, you may can't see her early on, but she started budding. She break her way through. She have a breakthrough through the dark earth. And once she break through, she start budding and start blooming, and you start see her climbing. And when she come to an obstacle, she turn those obstacles into stepping stones, and she keep climbing until she go from the bottom all the way to the top. You can't keep a good woman down. Oh, she climbed, but she clings. That's the other thing that she do. She climbed and she clings. Because, see, a good woman, a good wife, not just a good woman, a good wife knows she can't make it by herself. So what a good wife does, she leans up against something to get her some support. She leans up against her husband. Because her husband is just like a strong wall. And so she climbed and she clinged all the way up to the top, clinging and climbing.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.